Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Waco Community School District technology coach Drew Arrett about a $25,000 Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant Waco received for their innovation lab and esports arena. This is the second part of a two-part interview. So for this innovation lab, will this be at the high school?
Yes, this will be replacing a computer lab at the high school.
And when you were mentioning some of the different pieces of equipment you're going to purchase, there was one thing that you said that I wanted to ask for clarification on. I think you said something about hacker computer.
It's Arduino and Raspberry Pi, if you think of them kind of like mini computers, and they're designed to be like do-it-yourself computers. So it's just a small little chip, and there's no monitor, no keyboard, no anything like that. And what you do is you program it to do something. So you can, it's really hard to explain in a short amount of time, but essentially you can make just about anything with it. Like people can use them to make robots. The 3D printer that we have at school is powered by an Arduino. You can make like power LED light displays. You can have them run like security systems. You can have them do, it's kind of just like a little computer that you program for a specific task. If that makes sense.
I wish I was as technologically savvy as others I know, but I'm not. I'm not always up on all the computer and other things like that. So,
you know, and that's kind of what this innovation lab is about. Is our students use technology every day, but a lot of that use is for consumption, and we want to make sure that they know that all these technology tools, they can use them to learn with, to create with. And the Innovation Lab is meant to be an exciting place to get students excited about using technology and learning more about how to use technology. I mentioned that, you know, I've been an avid gamer, and like that's kind of what got me into this. Like how I first started learning about, you know, technology and computers is there was a video game that I wanted to play and my home computer wouldn't play it. So I opened it up and looked at what parts I had in there and figured out what parts I needed to buy to make the game work. And it's kind of just been ever since a passion of mine. Part of the Innovation Lab is like trying to instill, you know, or get students to find their own passion, you know, in a similar way.
For the Innovation Lab and the esports arena, are either of these things tied to a specific class offered at the high school?
Not really. The goal is that we get more technology is accessible to all the classes. So the hope is that rather than being tied to one specific class, that when teachers or students come up with an idea for a project that would fit for what they're learning in another class, they can say, oh, I want to make a video about that. And then they can come down and use the Innovation Lab and the tools that we have in there to meet the project demands for whatever class they are working on.
For the esports arena, I want a bit more explanation on how that will be utilized by the high school.
The esports arena is, if you think about like what esports are, it's a bunch of people getting together to competitively game against each other. And, you know, our goal is to start competing against other teams nationwide. But it can be difficult to spectate, you know, if you're thinking about like individual screens, like looking at trying to watch like five individual monitors. So we're going in part of the Innovation Lab will be not only a place where students can play, but we'll also have two large TVs. So if anybody wants to come spectate, we will be like streaming the games at first, probably just locally, but then in the future, we're hoping to stream them online as well. So if people wanted to watch at home and things too, they could. So it's going to be a place where both students can play, but they could also spectate when they have team members that are, you know, actually competing, or if other students that aren't in esports want to come in and watch, they will be welcome to do so as well.
So for this entire project, are you seeking funding in other areas or ways to fund this? Or does the Riverboat grant cover all the costs?
The total project is going to run, not exactly, but close to $38,000. So the school has committed the rest of the funds to complete the project.
When are you looking to get this new lab going or purchasing the equipment?
We have started purchasing the equipment already. We are in the process of getting everything here. We are hoping to have it functional by next semester. So we're working really hard here over the next few weeks to make sure we get everything set up. I'm not saying it's going to be 100% complete, but we're going to be working hard on it, and I've got a bunch of enthusiastic students that are ready to help out.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco Technology Coach Drew Arrett. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.